M1, reading aloud, text 10. Hi, everyone. When I left school 4 years ago, I was lucky enough to get a place at a top-ranking hairstyling college. One of the reasons I was accepted there was that I achieved good grades at school. So that's my first message to you today. If you want to get the best training, don't neglect your studies. Academic achievements counts. The training course lasted 3 years, but, of course, I'm still learning. There's so much to know about the science of hair, and so many skills to acquire about how to make it look beautiful. As a trainee, you spend time in a class at first, learning the basics. But before long, you're in a salon practicing your skills and learning how to interact with clients. The relationship with clients is so important, and three rules are drummed into us at college. Firstly, listen. The client may know exactly how they want their hairstyle, or they may need some advice. It's our job to find out and respond accordingly. Secondly, make this a good experience for them. Offer drinks and magazines and make sure they're comfortable. If they want to chat, that's fine. But it's also fine if they don't. Be sensitive to their needs and be respectful at all times. And thirdly, make sure they are happy with the finished product. A happy customer is likely to come back. Hairstyling is about people, and that's my second message. If you don't like people, then this isn't the best career for you. My final message is this. It takes a lot of hard work and dedication to succeed in the hairstyling trade. It's a competitive career, but a very rewarding one. If you've got the commitment, then go for it. I love it, and I'm sure you would too.